Welcome to the Nations Church podcast. We hope this message blesses you.
You know, I've been sensing for some of you that are watching, online as well as in the room today. So I was preparing this message, just really the sense that the Lord wants to tell you that in 2022, the Lord wants you to dare to dream again. I really just sense that across 2020 and 2021, maybe there's been some spaces where you've just felt like what God has called you to, the life that you're experiencing has maybe stalled, and it feels like God hasn't been doing much. But really what I sense for 2022 for you, and this is a freebie for you, just to really feel to get it out there for some of you that are watching this as well, is that God is actually going to elevate your vantage point. What do I mean by that? I mean that sometimes when we are at a low vantage point, we can't really see what's going on, and it feels like God's not doing much. But when God elevates your vantage point, you actually get to see that God has actually been more at work than you actually give Him credit for. Amen? So it's time to dream again, because God is doing more than you think. Is that helpful to you guys? Well, today at Myrie, you're getting me for 3 weeks straight. Feel sorry for you guys. You're probably sick of me by now. Some of you have been listening to me for almost 18 years. Some of you have been listening to me for like 17 years. About four of you. The rest of them have left church already, so you guys deserve a medal. I want to tell you the book of James today. The book of James in the Bible. The book of James is some kind of book, I tell you. James is the author of this book in the Bible, and he likes to call a spade a shovel. How many of you are that kind of friend that is really blunt? Well, James is that kind of guy. Subtlety and tactfulness is not one of James's gifts. So he gives it to you straight up. And today I'm going to teach some Bible today, straight up, straight out. Is that all right? Why don't you stand to your feet, turn to someone and say, we're going to do some serious Bibling today. James 1. James is actually writing to Jewish people that have recently converted to Christianity. And so he's writing to the church in Jerusalem, and he's really trying to get them to think differently about their faith. And he says, therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word. Say, accept the word. That is the word of God. Accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word, so deceive or lie to yourselves. Do what it says. Say, do what it says. Can it get any clearer than that? How awesome is that? Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law, again, he's talking to Jewish people, that word perfect law describes Christ who comes to fulfill the law, that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed. Say, they will be blessed in what they do. Verse 26, those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Can we give Jesus a big shout of praise for that incredible passage of scripture? Grab your seat. Today I want to speak to you on the thought, transformed by the word. Transformed by the word. In a nutshell, if I could give you just a quick synopsis, like a Netflix, 40-word synopsis. Just joking. In a nutshell, what James is contending for is that every believer doesn't just hear the word of God, read the word of God, YouTube the word of God, read books that tell you about the word of God. What James is contending for is that every believer actually applies the word of God. James actually says this: do not merely listen to the word and so deceive or lie to yourself. Do what it says. Can you be more clear about this? James is actually saying that the word of God is there for us, not to inform us, but to transform us. And what James is actually saying is that the greatest lie we can tell ourselves is just because we know the word, we're actually good Christians. Just because we know more of the word, we become better believers. It's not in the knowing that makes us more like Christ, it's actually in the applying. That's why James says you're lying to yourself. You're deceiving yourself if you think that simply by knowing more, by consuming more of the word, you're actually becoming more like Christ. You're getting your life more transformed. I know some incredibly biblically educated people that are some of the nastiest people around. Hello. Know a lot of scripture, but you're just not a nice person. You know, so it's clearly not how much word you know, but it's clearly how much word you apply. I need a resounding amen. So you can go to every Bible study fellowship group in town, go through the book of Romans, go through the book of Ephesians, go deeper in the Gospels, you know, and still hold a 25-year grudge against someone. Hello? It's not how much word you know, but how much word you apply. And James doesn't play games here. He's talking to people that have some religious framework. These are Jews that would have learned the Torah, the Talmud. But what he was more concerned with for these people was not how much scripture they knew, but how much word they applied and lived out. And he does this in a very Jewish teacher sort of way. He uses a bit of satire. He says to them, it's a bit like, you know all this word, right? It's a bit like you looking at the mirror in the morning and then seeing like you had like a bit of kale within your teeth from last night's dinner and like, you know, you should have a stereo brow but you've actually got a mono brow and you didn't do anything about it. You walk away not allowing the mirror to force some kind of activity to fix the flaws that it's reflected back at you. Follow me so far? You know, and so this whole thing of knowing word and we informed about the word instead of applying it, and we want, you know, and we get so caught up with being more informed instead of being more transformed. We wonder why we get to the end of every year. We're struggling just as much with that pornography addiction. Hello. We're struggling just as much with anxiety, with fear. We've got more discontentment in our lives. There's more disillusionments. We're still the same heartaches. We've still got the same issues. We're carrying the same offenses, the same grudges. It's not about how much word you know. It's how much word you want to apply. And James goes on to say that if you want to unlock blessing in your life, it is not the knowing of the word that matters. Come on. Is the applying of the word. How many of you want to have a blessed 2022? Yes. Well, it's not about knowing the word, but it's actually about applying the word. The word of God is there for us. It's all there. The Spirit divinely inspired over 40 people from different walks of life, shepherds, farmers, tent makers, physicians, fishermen, priests, philosophers, kings, orphans. They all conspired to write a seamless, completely synergized book that the Holy Spirit inspired them to write, made up of 66 individual books written over 1,500 years to present one singular theme of Jesus coming to the world to change our lives. And to simply read it is one thing, but to apply it so that it transforms your life is a completely different thing altogether. Do I get a resounding amen? What am I holding here? A glass of water. I'm holding a glass of water. Now, how many of you know that I can hold this glass of water and then go and research all about the composition of glass? Like I can research about how glass is made, the context of where the glass is made. I can tell you now this was made in China because it's not very expensive. I can even go and research and learn and be an expert about the molecular composition of water and do all of those things. How many of you know that that's not gonna change my health at all? What I really need to do is not learn more about water. This, for those of you that are medical professionals in this place, what I really need to do is this. That's what's going to hydrate my body. Yes. Knowing more about glass, knowing more about water, is actually not going to do one iota of difference. Being informed about water will do nothing to give my body what it really needs, hydration. Yes. Being more informed about scripture is not going to do anything to what your soul really needs, transformation, right? Just like I needed to drink water to hydrate my body, you need to apply scripture for it to transform your life. Transformation happens only in the application of the word, not in the learning about the word. You following me so far? Just like, you know, I could say to my doctor recommends that I drink 8 glasses of water a day. I could say to my doctor, doctor, I took this amazing glass, right? Made in China, beautiful. And I went to the tap and filled my glass up 8 times. Healthy. The doctor would laugh me out of their practice. Because it is not being an expert in filling my glass up 8 times that is going to make one iota of difference, right? Hello. It's me. Stop drinking Coke and coffee and actually drinking 8 glasses of water that's going to make a difference in my life. Some of y'all are elbowing your spouse right now. It's not in the knowing about a thing that matters. It's about the applying of it. In a world where everybody thinks information is power, including the church, what we're doing is we're breeding a generation of well-informed but untransformed Christians. We're raising an entire generation of being well-informed young adults and youth, but living untransformed because we've taught them to get more informed rather than be more transformed. For some of us in 2022, at the start of every year, right, We want the will of God. So we go to God at the start of the year and we have our constipated face. I just want to find out the will of God for my life, right? Because we want it. We so desperately want to know, what does God want for us? Well, let me just help you with that. Really simple. Romans 12, verse 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is. Yes. If you want to know what God's will is for your life for 2022, be transformed. Yeah. And the only way that you're going to be transformed is not by learning more about the word, but applying more of the word. Yeah. Come on. Transformation comes when we apply or actively practice and live out what Scripture says. Here's an inconvenient truth, and it's going to make you feel very uncomfortable when I say this. But the devil doesn't care how much Bible you read. How many of you know Satan knows just as much Scripture, if not more, than you do? Yeah. Hello? The devil doesn't really care how many really, really powerful Scriptures you put at the back of your toilet door so that when you sit on your toilet, you can read it and go, oh, that's awesome. He doesn't really care how many Scriptures you memorize. He doesn't care how many concordances you've got and study Bibles on your desk. But he's freaked out that you might even dare to apply one single verse out of the Word of God. It's not the learning of Scripture that transforms your life. What he's afraid of is that you might actually dare to believe one single verse out of the Word of God. When we apply the Word of God, it's where our transformation happens, because the power of God is not found in the reading, it's found in the doing. When COVID became a thing, Perth started to have lockdowns, March, April 2020. I still have PTSD thinking about that time. But like suddenly it was like crazy. We had to all go on lockdown. We all went, you know, we all stayed home. We had to work from home. Zoom became a thing. Hello? Yeah, we all learned how to Zoom. Now most of us have forgotten how to Zoom. I didn't move much in that time. So I was already relatively unfit. I lived quite a sedentary lifestyle. You know, I have a bit of a desk job, I guess. And, you know, and so being a pastor, you know, most of my movement is from my desk to the coffee station and back. And you know, so it was in that time that I began to realize that my life was quite sedentary, coupled by the fact that I don't have like a massive history of exercise. And, you know, I as a young person, I struggled with juvenile and, you know, childhood asthma. And so I'd always had like this low-key anxiety about like overexerting myself. I didn't like the wheezing, the chest tightening, the Ventolin, all that sort of stuff, right? But it was in COVID that the Lord actually spoke to me and said to me like, Ken, you're actually healed. You just need to go test out your lungs. Like, you need to go out for a run. That can't be God, surely. But that was what I sensed. I like, God, are you crazy? Like, I'm just not a runner. Chrissy's a runner. I'm not a runner, right? So the quickest run I do is like from my couch to the fridge and back. I'm like at halftime doing the footy. But the Lord actually said to me, you should go out and test out your lungs and go out for a jog, right? And so I thought, well, one, I'm going to be obedient. So this is what I started doing. I started to research about running. I started to read up on compression clothing and running styles and techniques. I began to research about shoes. Man, I'd learn all about shoes. I learned about warming up, warming down. You know, I learned all about the different materials that shoes are made. Did you know that the Brooks brand of running shoes has something called BioMogo DNA in the sole that adapts over time to your weight and running style and the way your foot reacts to the ground as it makes contact? It's amazing. This sole also gives you the greatest energy return out of all the brands of running shoes out there. The energy return is the rebound you get as you land and push off with each step. It's amazing. The Asics running shoe is the competitor to the Brooks running shoe. On the other hand, they use a technology called Solite, which is 20% lighter than the EVA sponges used by other brands, and the Solite material reduces the impact of your stride so that your joints experience less impact when running or jumping compared to other shoes. Don't get me started on compression clothing. It's amazing. Like what it does to reduce the lactic acid buildup and all that sort of stuff. And I spent hours researching on running. I was fit, man. And if I told you after those hours of researching, and I looked up YouTube clips and I learned all about it and I watched other people run, if I told you then, man, my fitness goals, achieved. You would have laughed the noodles off my plate, right? You would have said, Ken, you are deceiving yourself. You're lying to yourself if you think that just because you know so much about running shoes, compression clothing, about running techniques, about how to warm up, warm down, etc., now you're a fit person. I was getting information, but nothing was happening to my body. Hello. It wasn't until I took the time to actually drive myself to like the running center, got my shoes fitted, actually spent the money, paid for a pair of shoes, right, all of that, and then woke up the next morning, 6 a.m., ran 300 meters, thought I was going to die, coughed my lungs out, and my heel got, you said I was healed. The next morning, 500 meters, the next day, it was lockdown, nothing else to do, right? The only time you could go out was to exercise. I had to make it look vigorous. 800 meters became a kilometer, became 2 kilometers, became 3 kilometers, 4, 5, 6 kilometers, 7 kilometers, 8 kilometers, ran a few 10Ks. It was only then, in working at what I knew, working up a sweat. Now, here's the thing, that's the reason why we don't want to apply it, because in the application of running, man, I hurt. You feel pain. But it was only there that I saw my body shape start to change. Makes sense to you? Like I took up running at 45, I'm 46 now, I'm still, like I use the term running very loosely. It's more like a jog. Actually, it's more like an Asian uncle late for Tai Chi in the park kind of running. It's Morning. That's what, but look, I'm old, right? At least I'm doing something. At least I'm applying the information. Because I knew that for as long as it remained more YouTube clips, more learning, more reading about stuff, but never getting off the couch, my body, my health would be untransformed. I was giving my body what it needed, which was not more information about running. It was just simply to get up off that couch and run. Do you know that it would have blessed my body so much more with just 20 minutes of getting out of the house and actually flipping, putting one foot in front of the other and working up a sweat than the 20 hours of watching YouTube clips on how to run.
Absolutely.
And isn't that how we treat Scripture sometimes?
Yeah.
Isn't that how we treat Scripture sometimes? Because we think that more Scripture we know is going to change our lives. Friend, it is how much you do of it.
Yeah.
The depth of the Word in you is not measured by how much Word you know, but how much Word you do.
Yeah.
You want to go deep?
Yes.
Do the Word. Essentially, that's what James is saying, right? And in fact, Jesus addresses this with the Pharisees. The Pharisees were learned people that studied their whole lives from young, being trained and coached by rabbis in the Talmud and the Torah. And they would accuse Jesus of being shallow because Jesus would do like crazy stuff that just was not really, just not even aligned with the way he would heal people on the Sabbath and things like that. He would just do random things, right? Jesus addresses this with these Pharisaical mindset people. He says, "And the Father himself who sent me has testified of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his form, but you do not have his word abiding in you." He's talking to people that have learned the word, can bend it forward, backwards. These guys were experts in Scripture, yet he's saying you don't have the word abiding in you because whom he sent him, you do not believe. You search Scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. And these are they which testify of me, but you are not willing to come to me that you may have life. Let me preach this for a second. For some of us, all we want, we think that we're going to be better Christians when we know more of the written word. But did you know that the written word is here to reveal the living word? And when we apply it, the living word comes alive in us. And so you got to understand the Bible, Jesus, he's not anti-information, he's pro-transformation. Go deeper by all means, but don't get deeper into information, get deeper into transformation. If not, you'll just be researching like me, researching running, and thinking that you're suddenly becoming fit just by learning more about running. The time's got to come where I believe the time is now for the church to step out of theory and into demonstration. We don't just understand miracles, we experience it. We don't just talk about faith, we actually step into faith. Come on. It's not just the fact that at church you come and then you hear a guy prattling on about the written word. My prayer for us as a church is that we apply the written word so the living word comes alive. And I need a resounding amen. Amen. Practice what we already know. See, the enemy doesn't care how much word you know, but he freaked out that you might dare to actually just open scripture and actually just read one simple verse and apply it. You want to know what deep looks like? You know, deep looks like this. Oh, today my devotion is Colossians 3:13. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Okay, just one verse, really simple. Maybe the next day you read Ephesians 4:32. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Now, deeper might look to you like, oh, I need to find out the Greek and the context, and I need to read that whole passage in context about what Jesus, what Paul was talking about to the Colossians church or the church in Ephesus, etc. Or you could just pick up the phone and say, Mom, I forgive you. Because for 25 years I've held offense about the way that you rejected me when I was young. That's deep. Guys not clapping now. It's about reading scripture and actually applying it. You want to know what's going to transform your life? Is that you might even dare to put into practice just a single verse in this. Pastor, I'm leaving the church because I want to go deeper in the word. Mate, just forgive your connect leader. Hello? Because I told you you're not allowed to do deliverances at connect. You know what I'm saying? That's deep, that we actually apply. You want the keys to blessing for the coming year? Actually apply the word. Come on. You want to go deeper? Stop drinking so much. Because the Bible says, do not be drunk with wine. You don't just enjoy messing around with the drink. The drink enjoys messing around with you, and you know that. Actually apply the word. Getting real quiet now. You guys will never come back to church after this sermon. You want to go deeper? Love your enemies. Bless those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Oh, that's deep. That's really deep. You want to go deeper? Get accountable with your struggles. James 5:16. James actually hits you in the face again. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Actually say to a trusted leader, I'm struggling with pornography. I'm just struggling with this situation in my life. I'm struggling with this addiction. I don't know what to do with it. Can you pray for me? That's deep.
Yeah, so true.
You guys getting real quiet now. You want your life to be blessed in 2022? Don't just get more informed, be more transformed. Need a resounding amen. You know, there are a couple of things that I think we can take responsibility for when it comes to the application of the word. What we're really talking about, what James is trying to empower every believer, every listener to do is simply this. Take some responsibility. And the one thing you can be responsible for in 2022, the first thing is this, is growth. Turn to someone and say, growth is my responsibility. I can't grow for you and you can't grow for me. Hello? And growth, when the Bible talks about growth, the Bible is actually talking about maturity. I can't become mature for you, and you can't become mature for me. Maturity doesn't come because you're more informed. Maturity comes because you're being changed by the word. Come on. You're actually applying the word. When we talk about growth, we're actually talking about this whole thing. Paul was actually actually trying to address this with the church in Ephesus. The church in Ephesus had this group of people, and they thought that we're gonna become better Christians than everybody else if we would run across to here to listen to this person's doctrine, run across here to listen to this philosopher's teaching, run across here to incorporate some of the mystical Eastern religion sort of ideas, run across here and we kind of incorporate them. The more we know, the better we're gonna be. Paul says this, he prays this, that you will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, or wind of doctrine is the other translation, and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. How many of you know there's so many voices out there trying to tell you stuff, give you information, tell you what to believe? Instead, speaking the truth in love, this Paul praying this, we will grow, say grow, to become in every respect the mature, say mature, body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love. How do you grow and build yourself up? As each part gets more informed. Does it say that? As each part watches more YouTube clips. as each part does more research. It doesn't say that. It says as each part does its work. There's got to be a doing, an outworking of what it is that you know. You know, for me, I'm convinced that 2022 is going to be a year of massive breakthrough for so many people, but it's going to come when you apply the word. Yeah. James says this, right? He says this, not forgetting what they've heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Everybody wants blessing in 2022. My belief is that only the ones that are prepared to apply the word are going to see that blessing. Yeah. Come on. So people at times at the start of the year will come to me and say, PK, can you pray a blessing over me and my family like I'm some priest? Bro, blessing's not going to come just because I pronounce it over you. Blessing's going to come because you're prepared to apply the word, is what James says. You're prepared to actually do it's like me, you know, like going to like a running expert and say, bro, can you just tell me I'm fit and like give me some information about how to run? Then I'll just be fit. He will laugh at me. You say that to a personal trainer, they'll laugh at you. It's like you need to put your shoes on, get your backside off the couch, feel some pain and start applying, start running, start putting into practice this program that I've got for you. I can give you all the information you want, but I'm going to whip you into shape by getting you up off that couch to actually apply some of what you know. I need a resounding amen. So when it comes to the word of God, God is responsible for writing it, but we're responsible for applying it. Just like God is responsible for creating water, I'm responsible for drinking it. I'm the only one that can hydrate my body. Do you know that I can sit here and go, Crystal, I'm dying of thirst. I'm dying. Crystal, just drink the water. Do you know what I mean? That's what we do with the word. How many of you have ever had a conversation with someone and they're a believer and Christian and everything, right? And they come to you and they're completely stuck. They've made some dumb choices and they say, Melvin, I need some advice. I need you to tell me what I'm doing wrong, right? And Melvin goes, well, look, it's pretty obvious to me that you're making those choices because of this, that, and the other. Gives them the wisdom. And they say, I know. Well, why don't you do it? How have you known someone that always says, I know. Well, if you knew it, and your life is not transformed, clearly you're not doing it. You're still stuck in the same rut because you know it, but you're not doing it. It's like people that, you know, they just want to go deeper. It's like you suggest a connect group to them. Connect group starting this week, guys. Come on, it's going to be amazing. Nations Church, who's going to connect? Four of you, fantastic. And you suggest a connect group to them, and they say stuff like, you know, I don't like that connect group because I want to be with like people that are more mature, just like me, more at my level of Christianity. Well, here, I want a connect group that goes deeper than just your video sermons. Well, here's deep, Romans 12:16. Live in harmony with one another, do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Yeah. Do not be conceited. That's deep, isn't it? Actually, just live that. Second thing that we can be responsible for is transformation. Turn to someone and say, transformation is my responsibility. If you're still the same person at the end of this year as you are at the start of this year, with the same struggles, the same mindsets that have you locked up, the same apathy around your spirituality, the same lack of conviction, a commitment about your faith and all those things, don't be surprised when you don't see the blessing and breakthrough that you've been believing for. Because simply knowing is not going to unlock the blessing of your life. Bless your tomorrow by being a man or a woman that decides, I'm not just going to read and know the word, I'm actually going to apply it. You bless your tomorrow by applying the word today. Come on, are you out there? When you don't take responsibility for your own transformation, we'll read scripture at times and leave it in the realm of theory, and be satisfied with knowing it rather than saying, God, I don't just want the written word to be in my head. I want the living word to be in my heart. Yeah. That's what Jesus was saying. You know, you search the scriptures trying to look for knowing more stuff, but I am who the scriptures is speaking about. And you have the word in your head, but it's not abiding in you in your heart. How can your life be transformed? I want to suggest to you today, the written word is to reveal the living word. Yeah. He's the only one that can transform your life. Yeah. And I get it sometimes that we want to go deeper because we want to look for answers. Maybe we want to go deeper because there are some things in Scripture that we read and, you know, we don't like what it says. So we want to go a little deeper to see if we can find loopholes. Surely there's a loophole around tithing. Surely there's a loophole around purity. Surely there's a loophole around fear. Surely there's a loophole around anger. Surely there's a loophole around offense. Surely. And we want to read Scripture. We want to go deeper to find loopholes rather than just obeying His word. Can I just give you the spoiler? God's not going to rewrite the Bible to suit you. Hello. No matter how much you try and find it in the Bible, He's not going to rewrite it to suit you. Stop trying to change Scripture when Scripture was written to change you. So we might as well just apply it. Hello. It's like me trying to find a loophole to fitness. You know what I'm saying? Like I want to lose some weight and get fit, so I buy one of those vibrating belts. Thinking I can lose weight sitting on the couch while the thing's pulsating. You're getting traumatized, Eunice, just by this action, right? Some of you have done it. Dial the 1-800 number. Paid in 4 installments because you couldn't afford to pay it up front. Trying to find a loophole to fitness. We're trying to find a loophole. But God is not going to rewrite the Bible to suit you. Stop trying to change Scripture when Scripture was written to change you. So you might as well apply it because your transformation comes when you actually apply it. Here's what you need to know. Jesus is not pro-shallow. He's just pro-transformation. He's pro-maturity. He's pro-getting you whole. All of your Christian journey is not about you knowing more, but it's about you changing more. I can almost guarantee you the people in your world, your husband, your wife, your kids, are not going to be blessed by how much Scripture you know. They're going to be blessed by how much Scripture has changed you.
Yes. Yes.
The people are in your world, they're going to be so blessed, not by how informed you are, but how transformed you are. Bless the future of your life by being a person that, come on, I need a resounding amen, that applies the word. You know, and I get it, sometimes we want to go deeper because we got questions. It's like, Jesus, I've got so many questions. I've got so many questions. Life has thrown me so many things. I want to look in the Word because I need some answers. I remember when Isaiah was given his diagnosis when he was about 6 years old. I remember at the time I waged war on the Bible. I wanted to know, God, can you heal my son? God, do you still bring breakthrough? God, do you heal syndromes like what Isaiah's got? I started a master's and I really wanted to go deeper. As I wrestled with Scripture about the questions that I had, and the more I read, all I could see in Scripture were things like, trust me, surrender, walk closely with me, lean not on your own understanding. I didn't get the answers I wanted, but instead I got the transformation I didn't know I needed. As the years rolled on, what I've discovered is as you wrestle with Scripture, as you let the written word reveal the living word on the inside of you, you may not get answers to the questions you're asking, but God is going to give you answers to questions you never thought to ask. Because suddenly you see things about what God wants to speak to you about that is completely different to anything that you expected. I'm so passionate about Nations College. One of the reasons why I can't wait to get my hands on you if you're considering enrolling. That college is different. It's not about information. It's about transformation. It's about us giving you an opportunity to apply in real time the things that Scripture comes alive in you. And that our prayer is not that you have more written word, but the living word becomes alive on the inside of you after your college year. There's something about you discovering who Jesus is. And if you're considering doing college, don't hesitate. Enroll now, because I see the power not in a written word context and learning more, but I see the power when someone actually decides, I'm actually going to apply this for my life. I want to unlock blessing in my life. You know, they're one of the things that I used to do as when I was learning the guitar was that, this is back in the day, to show you my age, I used to own VHS videotapes. Some of you remember what they are. You are showing your age right now. I used to own these VHS videotapes of guitar tutorials, right, of these guitar teachers, right? And this is what I used to do. I used to put them into the VHS player. You used to suck it in. And then you got to wait for those grainy lines to kind of show up, the picture. And I'd press play, right? And I would have a guitar on my lap to mirror what the guitar tutor was doing. And he would play a certain riff or a lick or a scale. And I'd go, okay, well, I need to stop or pause, rewind, play it again. And as soon as I thought that I could catch what he was doing, I immediately would play it with my own fingers. Makes sense to you? I would play it with my own fingers just to solidify what I had just watched him do. For me to grow as a guitar player, I needed to apply straight away what he's just showing me to do. Now, if I watched like an hour and a half of those guitar tutorials with like a packet of chips in my hand and a bottle of Coke, watching it go, oh, that's good. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's a really good riff. And walk away thinking, awesome, I can shred now on the guitar. You tell me that I'm deceiving myself. My friend, I'm simply saying this. This year, be that man and woman of God that decides deep looks like transformation. Depth looks like application. Going deeper in the Word actually means that I read Scripture and I actually apply what it says. I allow it to reflect back at me areas in my life that the Lord wants me to get more whole in, wants me to grow in, wants me to grow up in. Come on, wants me to take responsibility for my transformation. There are areas in my life, right? If you're here right now, there are things that the Word of God will continue to reflect to you, and the reason why you're still stuck in that same spot is not because you don't know it, it's because you haven't applied it. So in closing, I simply want to say this. Apply the written word so the living word can transform your life. My prayer for you this year is that you experience true, life-changing, life-transforming power when you apply the word of God. Is that helpful to you guys? Can we give Jesus a big shout of praise? Come on, why don't you stand on your feet? Musicians, you can join me.
Thanks for listening to the Nations Church podcast. For more info, please visit nationschurch.com.